North Korea fired a ballistic missile over Japan yesterday, ratcheting up the tension in the region. Warning systems were triggered in the north of Japan, sending residents funneling into bomb shelters. Our Japan correspondent Chris Gilbert spoke to Morning Report's Ben Strang about North Korea's show of power.
People in the north of the country, they work up the sirens, they work up the government alerts, emergency alerts that the rocket was going overhead. The rocket itself ended up going 3,000 kilometres past Japan and ending up in the Pacific Ocean, but still very shocking for everybody here who are used to North Korea as a neighbour and having that neighbour regularly firing off missiles. What it's not so used to is these missiles going over the country of Japan itself. It's the first time that North Korea has fired a missile like that in 5 years. And the other major talking point is how far this missile flew. More than 4,500 kilometers. It is North Korea's furthest missile to date. And that is roughly the distance, more than the distance, of Auckland to Papua New Guinea, just for context. So the government here is very alarmed. It believes that North Korea is trying to show that it now has the ability for its missiles to reach Guam and the US military base there.
You mentioned that this is the first time in 5 years that North Korea have launched a ballistic missile like this over Japan. Are tensions as high now as they were back then?
It's difficult to say because things are always changing, and tensions are a difficult thing to gauge. But there are significant milestones that have happened since then. It was a temporary improvement in relations between Western powers and North Korea, but these have since deteriorated. And North Korea, of course, has only very recently returned to its nuclear program, only recently reopened the tunnels to start doing those nuclear tests again. And so there is the growing threat, I think, in the eyes of countries like Japan and like the United States that North Korea now poses.
And in practical terms, is there anything that can be done to sanction North Korea for these sorts of actions?
Well, South Korea is warning that it wants to do a resolute response as North Korea continues these launches. If anything, these launches are really going to strengthen security cooperation between the three countries, South Korea, United States, and Japan. Japan and South Korea, as I said earlier, are emboldened to, you know, speak out against North Korea since Kamala Harris has visited the DMZ a few days ago. But really, Japan for itself, I mean, it doesn't have a military. It does have sanctions power. That would be a strong step and a very provocative step. But one thing it is looking at doing is increasing its defense spending, maybe even to 2% of GDP, which would be the same amount that NATO members spend on their defense. It's also potentially going to revisit its constitution and look at potentially making it legal for Japan to have an army and the right to wage war again. There are a variety of options on offer for Fumio Kishida and for the government here.
That's Japan correspondent Chris Gilbert speaking to RNZ's Ben Strang.